Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this contest and new Intercontinental Champion.
X marks the spot. Spotify.
X marks the spot, got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flow, with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down and hear Stacks lay the smackdown. Move your smart ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite toppers mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please follow me for the live broadcast. X marks the spot, the Wrestling Podcast. X marks the spot, the Wrestling Podcast. X marks the spot, the Wrestling Podcast. Here comes the
champions, yeah.
I'm so over this podcast shit. I don't know what the fuck to talk about. My balls itching and shit. Oh, damn, I'm recording. My bad. Welcome, good smart brothers and smart sisters, to yet another episode of X Marks the Spot. I'm your host, Stax the Homie, and that was awkward. But so is life. You'll get over it. But, man, it's been some weird shit going on this week. Crazy shit, man. The COVID-19 continues to show its ass in the worst way possible. And, you know, one of the biggest hits, you know, WrestleMania was one thing, but man, 2 days ago was probably the worst hit that wrestling done took, especially WWE, man. If you don't know, if you've been living under a rock for the past few days, you will know WWE went through some massive releases, man. They cut everybody but the kitchen sink, man. And it's very unfortunate, man, because, you know, a lot of these guys that they release, you know, they've been with the company for long periods of time. Like, you know, they even Mike Chioda, the referee, been there for 30 years. He got released, man. And, you know, I don't even want to go through the list of names because, you know, y'all know who it is. But, you know, what makes it even more, well, what makes me more upset about it is, it's the reason why I, you know, call this episode Now Is Not the Time, because, you know, you got people losing their jobs and their likelihood, and now is not the time to be trying to push your toxic ass wrestling agendas on this shit. Like, it's just not the time, man. Like I said, some of these names on here, man, like Drake Maverick, Kurt Hawkins, the OC, Heath Slater, Eric Young, EC3, Leo Rush, Eric Rowan, Sarah Logan, Primo Epico, Mike Kanellis, Maria Kanellis, Rusev, Noe Jose, and Zack Ryder. Man, that shit crazy, man. It's like, you know, you have attachments to these guys. Like, you know, one of the most heartbreaking ones for me was Zack Ryder, because, you know, man, Zack Ryder been doing his thing. I remember he had that, well, we all remember his YouTube show that got him the fuck over. And, you know, for some shit like this to happen, you know, like I said, man, fuck that coronavirus shit, man. And Rusev, man, fucking when Rusev Day, like when that shit was on and popping, man, Rusev was just fucking, he is the man. Like, I still got my Rusev Day shirt, you know. I cut that bitch up and work out in it, but that's the shirt I wore to my first WrestleMania. So, you know, it holds, you know, it's very important to me. And, you know, it's just a outpour of emotions from the wrestling community. Drake Maverick posted the video, you know, he was in tears, you know. It's some heartbreaking shit. And Drake Maverick, you know, I've been following his career since he was Rockstar Spud in TNA. So I was happy that he got to WWE, because I knew that, you know, I'm sorry, y'all. I wasn't crying. I was clearing my throat. Shit. I ain't going to be no bitch. But, you know, when Rockstar Spud came over, I was happy because, you know, he was entertaining as hell. Like, all that shit y'all saw him doing in WWE, like, that shit He's doing that shit like 10 times, you know, at fucking TNA. So, and I was really pulling for him. And I don't know, it's fucked up, man. Like, this episode gonna be short as hell, because, like I said, man, it's some sad shit going on, man. You got people losing their jobs and shit. And like I said, who else, man? Kurt Hawkins. You know, he came back. He had the big time redemption story. You know, he was released years ago, then came back, went on a losing streak like a motherfucker, then won a tag team championship at WrestleMania last year with Zack Ryder. And, you know, Kurt Hawkins, I don't know him personally, but I've interacted with him on Twitter, and he just seemed like a good dude, a decent fella. And I was real shocked when the OC, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, got released, because, you know, they was just in the Boneyard match with AJ Styles and The Undertaker, and that's one of my favorite tag teams. Like, and I know they wanted to be released before, but, you know, they're, you know, if you just want the tag team to have like some good ass matches, like the OC was, where is that? And, you know, Eric Young, I was a fan of him in TNA, and I was happy to see him come to WWE. And I noticed he wasn't like wrestling for a while, so, but then I found out that he was a producer or an agent or some shit backstage. So I was happy that, you know, he was still around, because, you know, he has a good mind for the business. And fucking EC3, man, when fucking Derek Bateman got released and went to TNA as Ethan Carter III and just made a fucking name for himself, like over the independence and shit, man, he was a household name. And he came back to WWE. They signed him, no hot commodity, all that shit. And then you just ain't seen him for a while. And this, you know, it's fucked up, because he is an entertaining dude. And all this shit just sad, man. Leo Rush, man, that's a fucking superstar in the making. And, you know, and I don't know, man, like, who else can I talk about? Like, they even cut people from NXT. MJ Jenkins, who was a rising star, didn't even have a chance to break through. Deonna Purrazzo, she was just getting the ball rolling. Cassius, I don't know. I heard he got released too. Now, I'm hoping that's just speculation, because, you know, Chris Hero's the fucking man. And it's not just the wrestlers that got released. Kurt Angle got released, which is mind-blowing, because, you know, fucking it's Kurt Angle. And Aiden English, Lance Storm, Hurricane Helms, Scott Armstrong, another veteran ref, Billy Kidman, Fit Finley, Pat Buck, Daivari, and Mike Rotunda, IRS. Like, even though I heard a lot of those guys are just furloughed, for you motherfuckers that don't know what furloughed is, I mean, they, you know, they still have their, you know, position within the company. They just ain't going to get fucking paid for it. And I know all this shit gonna pass. Like, honestly, I'm really hoping that this is just some shit, you know, to save some money because the coronavirus. And when the shit get back rolling again, they get back to doing live events and all that shit, then a lot of these people will, you know, get their jobs back. Because, you know, just because they wasn't used on TV a lot don't mean they wasn't used at these live events. And if you've been to a live event, you've seen most of these guys on there, because, hey, you know, TV, you know, doing about three matches or something like that, but, you know, them live events, you're gonna have about eight matches on there, so they're gonna need some good ass fucking workers to do that shit. And a lot of these guys did that shit, man, especially Zack Ryder. I seen him a few times at these live events. Well, I call them house shows, man. Fuck it, they're house shows. And like I said, the shit crazy. And I know probably every podcast this side of the fucking Mississippi is covering this shit, because, you know, why the fuck not? Like, I was going to do like a fucking episode about lovable jobbers, but all that shit changed. You know, I usually don't cover what's going on in wrestling, you know, not like, you know, the current shit. I don't do recaps, none of that shit. But this shit was worthy of speaking of, because, you know, I just want to, you know, pay homage to these guys. Like, like I said, Heath Slater is a fucking veteran, been there for 16 years. And I just hoping that he'll get his break. You know, he'll be back, man. Like I said, I honestly think this is all just to, you know, just to save money and all this shit, man, until all this shit over with. So, you know, and what's pissing me off about this shit, Matter of fact, I see Ace Steel on here too, man. Damn, Ace Steel. I didn't even know he was with WWE. Apparently, he was a coach at NXT. And if y'all don't know who the fuck Ace Steel is, like, I'm assuming all y'all smart motherfuckers know who he is. He trained CM Punk and Colt Cabana. So that right there kind of make me sad because, like, damn, like, he didn't get there as a wrestler, but he had an important role because, you know, Ace Steel's the fucking man. Like, he had a good mind for the business. And on top of being sad and upset, I'm also pissed the fuck off. And, you know, one of the reasons I'm pissed off is because, you know, we done lost Howard Finkel too. So to add on top of all this shit going on, we done lost the fucking Fink, the fucking voice. That motherfucking man, you cannot imitate his voice. He just had a distinguished voice. Like, ain't no other announcer like Howard Finkel, man. So rest in peace to Howard Finkel. But another reason I'm pissed off about it is, like I said, now it's not the time, man. We got a lot of fucking smart conspiracy theorists, you know, just saying all this shit, just trashing Vince McMahon, saying, ah, he the devil, he cutting all these people with this, that, and the third, but he paying Goldberg this amount of money, he paying the part-time of this Brock Lesnar, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Y'all upset that, you know, a lot of these people are, you know, got released out of losing their jobs, but that ain't the way to go about it. Like, and honestly, it's like, what the fuck was he supposed to do? Like, I'm not siding with him, like, at all, because, you know, rich people think, you know, a lot different than us poor folk down here. But, like, what the fuck, man? Like, the XFL just folded. Like, bro, you can't blame it 100% on Vince McMahon. Like, come on now. Like, do y'all, like, did we forget it's a fucking pandemic going around this motherfucker? So, like, what the fuck? Like, have y'all been going to house shows? Have you been watching wrestling? Have you seen who's in the crowd? Ain't no motherfucking body in the crowd. So, the fuck? No people means no money. Have you forgot what the fuck you are? Marks. Marks bring in the fucking money, and there's no fucking Marks anywhere. So, the hell, like, I'm sure he didn't want to do this shit. Like, don't nobody want to cut fucking half day roster and producers and all that shit, but I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. Like, y'all want to see the shit around, don't y'all? Or maybe y'all just don't like WWE. And, you know, and another thing is, like, we gotta dead all this shit. Like, everybody just about to jump to AEW. AEW ain't got room for all these people that got released. Like, and, you know, and if they did, if AEW did sign everybody they released, then what the fuck y'all gonna say about AEW? That they're just a WCW light, a WCW junior or some shit. Then y'all gonna shit on them, and the cycle never stops. This goes back to, like I said, you know, disloyal ass fans and all that shit. Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all want, man. Y'all about this hot mess. Like, y'all worse than the fucking Democratic Party, you know. Y'all know the Democratic Party. Oh, I'm a Democrat, but, you know, I'm just voting for my Democrat. That's how y'all acting right now, and the shit crazy because, you know, if you think about it, if WWE doing all this shit, they've been around for 60 years. Like, what the fuck you think AEW doing? Like, I don't know. Like, y'all better hope that there is an AEW when all this shit is over with. You know, they're a new company. Like, they not turning that much of a profit. And I'm hoping that shit ain't going to happen. But, you know, I'm sure they got a little more on the comfortable side just because they do have a venue they can always, you know, perform in or whatnot. But, you know, they not bringing no shit in. Like, they don't have house shows and none of that shit. So we need to be hoping that at the end of the day, we're going to have wrestling in general, not just WWE, but I hope AEW still around, Ring of Honor, Impact, New Japan. Like, it's like no options for these people. Like, you know, usually when people get released, you know what I mean, they'll go to, you know, work the indies, do seminars, all that good stuff. But ain't shit open right now. The smallest fucking Outlaw Mud show and not even doing shows right now. So it's like, this is a horrible spot to be in. And for y'all motherfuckers that just want to say, oh, they want to pay Goldberg this and that, fuck that shit. That shit is irrelevant, man. Like, I don't even want to go into that side of it, man. Like I said, smart conspiracy theorists. Apparently y'all got business degrees and your mom's basing all that shit. And that's all you want to talk about, man. Like, y'all like, fuck the fact that these people lost their jobs and, you know, probably their livelihood. And we don't know how much they're getting paid and if they can even stay afloat till this shit is over. Y'all too busy want to trash the fucking WWE. Like, if you don't like WWE, don't watch it, man. But don't fucking take a situation like this and try to flip it for that. And another thing where I guess this would be like a smart hypocrisy episode is like, ask yourself this question. For everybody that got released, ask yourself, what did I do to prevent this from happening? I know COVID-19 came. That's like the biggest reason for this shit. But, you know, the big stars, you know what I mean? They're not getting released because, you know, they on TV, they got angles. But for everybody that got released that wasn't on TV like that, that wasn't big stars, ask yourself, why weren't they big stars? And you can say all day that it's the fucking machine and Vince McMahon that held them back. Hey, you wouldn't be 100% wrong. Like, you know, there is politics and professional wrestling and all that shit. But, you know, the fans can turn that shit around. You think if y'all didn't make all that damn noise for Daniel Bryan, he would have been a champion at WrestleMania 30? Hell to the fuck no. He beat Randy Orton and Batista. Like, you think that's like the office decision on they fucking own? No, y'all made noise for them. When Zack Ryder, and I'm going to keep going back to Zack Ryder because that's one of my favorites. When Zack Ryder was coming out with the half draws, half pants on, and, you know, y'all wasn't fuck with him, then he did the Z True Long Island Story, and y'all got on his side, and y'all made so much fucking noise to the point where they pretty much had to put him on TV, and he won the United States Championship, and, you know, they fucking played y'all motherfuckers by putting him in a shitty angle and all that stuff, and then y'all stopped making noise for him and all that shit. And what happened? He fucking floundered on the roster. You know, he was still living the dream, but, you know, y'all stopped giving a fuck about him. So you ask yourself, all these people that's on this list that got released, just ask yourself this, like, did you go crazy for them when they came out that curtain? Every so often, they will put one of these guys on TV. And did you lose your fucking mind? Did you yell to the top of your fucking lungs for them, like for Zack Ryder, like you did in 2011? They listen to that shit, man. The whole point of a WWE superstar is to get a fucking fan's reaction. Honestly, I would say the fans killed EC3 because, for one, you know, Dean Ambrose was a heel. And EC3's mission as a babyface was supposed to, like, you know, get some heat on him. But the fans wasn't willing to accept Dean Ambrose as a heel. They wasn't going along with the script. So they still cheering on all that shit. Vince hated that shit. And then EC3 was in the doghouse for some shit he had no control over. Like, okay, y'all wasn't ready for Dean Ambrose to be a heel. Like, so the fuck what? Go with the fucking program. Damn, watch wrestling. Like, so a lot of, like, man, we're liable, or should I say responsible, for a lot of this shit, man. Like, a lot of these people on here, you know, could have been stars, could have been fucking exempt from being released right now, could still have their jobs. So don't act like you just that sad for them now when y'all wasn't making no fucking noise for them. Like, I've been to these shows. Like, I don't care if it was in fucking buttfuck Birmingham, Alabama, where, you know, they don't really get loud because they, you know, the fan base not that passionate. But I've been to shows in other cities, like even in Chicago, and y'all ain't get loud for them. Like, but, you know, y'all making all type of noise from now, and then not for them. Honestly, y'all don't give a fuck about nobody on here getting released. Like I said, y'all care about y'all fucking toxic wrestling agendas being pushed. And the shit pissed me off because, like I said, it's not the time for that shit, man. Damn, like, honestly, professional wrestling is the only thing, like, sports-wise that's being played on television right now, whether it's WWE, AEW, and empty arenas, or old tapings of Impact that they recorded before the coronavirus shit hit. That's all we got. And for them, like, they still going on with the shit. Like, y'all fucking mad that Florida declared, you know, wrestling an essential business, and y'all want to shit on WWE about that shit. But, like, what the fuck? Like, y'all still gonna watch? And WWE, y'all giving them all type of hell, but guess what other wrestling company is based out of fucking Florida? That's right, Tony Khan them. So keep that same energy for them. And you're going to watch the shit anyway, so fucking watch it and pray to God that none of them get sick, but still enjoy it. Like, all right, I said I wasn't going to get mad today. I lied. I told y'all I was going to get mad today, but this shit crazy, man. Like I said, and like even the producers, man, like Lance Storm, he ain't been back that long, man. And Kurt Angle's a fucking Hall of Famer. And like I said, they're probably going to come back. But my heart really goes out to everybody that lost their jobs. Now I'm hoping that this is just some shit because of COVID-19 and that the majority of those guys will be back. And when all this shit is over with, I pretty much know who won't be coming back because, you know, they've been wanting to be released for a long time. But until then, man, just support them the best way you know how, man. Zack Ryder has the number one selling t-shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees right now. So do that shit, man. Whatever they got going on, support these guys, man. If I see them doing seminars in the South or some shit, I'm a support, man, because, you know, they provided entertainment for me. So I'm going to do what I can. Like, I know my little funk ass $20 ain't going to do shit for them. But, hey, it's better than nothing, man. I'm not just going to be on here just talking shit. But I don't know, man. I'm just going to end it right there, man. Like I said, it's going to be a short episode. Just a small rant, man. I've been pissed off all week, man. I couldn't do episode last week because I locked out of my fucking Anchor. Motherfuckers been trying to hack into my Twitter account. Still trying to hack into that shit, man. I done changed my password about 8 different times a week. Motherfucker trying to sell Ray-Ban glasses and shit. Like, it's cool. I ain't seen one pair yet, so fuck y'all, man. Y'all stay the fuck away from my Twitter, man. Am I that bad? Do I talk that much shit? Motherfuckers be threatening, trying to ruin me and shit. That's why I do the most of my promoting this on Twitter. But shout out to my guys at the Gimmick Minute for putting your boy on notice about it. Probably Jason or somebody. Probably Jason. So shout out to you, man. But I'm going to end this shit, man. I ain't about to plug none of my shit. Y'all know where to listen to me at. I'm just going to get the fuck out of here. But I said I wasn't going to plug right now. If you want to listen to my shit, you know, I'm on Apple, fucking Spotify, rate my shit. Y'all know this shit, man. SmartKing85 Twitter. I'm getting the fuck out of here, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. Continue to support these guys, man, and support indie wrestling, man. But my heart goes out to everybody. All y'all people pushing your negative agendas. Fuck y'all. And I'm out. Bye, bitches.